Marriage is the oldest institution created by God in the Garden of Eden. And he joined together Adam and Eve as man and wife. Seems as though marriage is a declining institution in our country. I can remember when I was a child, there were very few divorced people. At least I didn't know them, and divorce was harder to get by law. But I think people had an attitude that divorce was just not an option, and the vows that we took when we got married were just that, a vow, and that divorce was the last extremity and was not really considered to be an option by anyone. We need to work on our problems to solve them or to just bear up under it for the sake of children, for the sake of what's right, and try to find love or reconcile or just live on the best we could. In the Bible, marriage is used as a metaphor for the relationship of God with his people, God with the nation of Israel, husband and wife, Christ with the church, Christ as portrayed as the husband and the church as his bride, as his wife, and the faithfulness that should be exhibited in a marriage is a symbol of the covenant that God has between people and people have with God. And so listen to what Jesus said about it in Matthew, the 5th chapter, and the 31st and 32nd verses. It has been said, "Whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say to you, that whoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, commits adultery." Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the way that you have instituted human relations in marriage between a man and a wife, and a joy that can bring, how it defines our conduct, whether we are married or not married. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for setting that up. I thank you for the love and the peace that we experience in marriage, of the sense of belonging, for the families that come about as a result of marriage, children and grandchildren, and the unit that we call the family. We are so blessed by this, Lord. I pray that you would help us, Lord, as we are weak as human beings. Help us, O Lord, to consider divorce as the very last thing that we should do, and that in Jesus there are solutions to the problems that we face in our marriage. I pray, O Lord God, make us forgiving people. Make us merciful one to another, living for the other before we live for ourselves, and so in that we can be like you and follow your command. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.